Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in the midst of our Junkies mock draft, trying to figure out what the Wizards will do tonight. So far, you had Cooper Flagg go number one, which was expected. Dylan Harper, number two to the Spurs. At three, Ace Bailey went off the board.
That broke my heart. When you did that. You did that just to screw me. I know that. That's okay.
Trey Johnson went four, and Jason just selected... Who'd you select?
VJ Edgecombe.
Edgecombe, that's right. Yep. So now it's to EB and the Washington Wizards. Who do we think he should select?
If you own the pick, if you're Will Dawkins, who are you looking at?
I mean, of the guys that I've seen, I think, even though I'm a big bub guy, I would probably take... Fears.
Jason, who are you looking at? Who jumps out at you? You're not a Knipple guy?
I like Knipple. I think he's one of the best shooters in the draft. He might be the best catch and shoot player in the draft. Now, questions about his athleticism, but I think the fact that he can score. You know what? I'm going to go Con Knipple.
That's who you would take?
Yep.
Drabby?
I have another Kispert.
Who would you go with here if it was you? I know Valdez would take Derek Queen, so I don't even have to ask him.
I'm with Jason. I'm going with Con.
You're a Con Knipple guy?
I don't know why, but I'm warming up to him.
Right. Mar, do you have a pick here? If you're Will Dawkins, if the board plays out this way tonight?
Normally, I would say, you know, take the player from the best team, the Blue Bud. Take Duke, Duke's player, Con. But something about the homegrown kid, Derek Queen, I like. I don't know what it is, but something in the water over here.
Yeah. You got a young protege over there, Valdez.
Hey, I think Derek's going to be a star.
You think he's going to be a star?
I think he's going to be a star.
A long-term pro.
I think
he's going to be a star.
I think we just scratched the surface of what he can do during his time
at
Maryland.
You watched a lot of him.
And I felt like he definitely got more confident and got better as the season went on. And I feel like that progression can continue. Like his only knock, really... I guess maybe the conditioning, but I mean, he played a lot of minutes, where we're just kind of slow feet.
He has athleticism.
But
yeah. It's like Joker.
Yeah.
But he's not as big as Joker is the problem.
I mean, I forget who said it, but it said if he was a white European, people would be fawning all over him.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to that.
Mm-hmm. I think you might still be able to get him at 18. All right. I'm not going to take him at six. I'm not as sold as Valdez is, although albeit Valdez watched him a lot more than I did. I'm going to take the guy who averaged 25 points a game over his last 10, even though he only measured 6'2.5 barefoot. When you put shoes on him, that counts as 6'4. He's been described by coaches as a gym rat. He's got a brother that plays at Michigan State. I think his father played Division I hoops too at a minimum. Mm-hmm. He averaged 17 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. He only shot 28% from threes. But if you look at the shot itself, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just something he needs to rep out. He's got all the moves. He's got the step backs. He's crossovers. He can finish at the rim a variety of different ways. He can pull up, hit a three. He's a strong finisher around the basket. He's got a floater. Can finish with either hand. Finds open guys. Defensively, he can jump the passing lane, create turnovers. With the 6th pick, I'm taking, from Oklahoma, Jeremiah Fears.
I like the pick. He's only 18 years old. I think he skipped a year of high school.
Yeah, no
Yeah, he did reclass, but he reclassed the other way.
Right.
Yeah, to get out quicker.
Yep. So he's got more room to grow.
I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but I think he's going to be, again, I think he's going to be a 10-year pro.
You know, be one of those things.
He could be a nice complimentary second or third player on a team.
Be one of those things where, like, I would want him to be the point guard of the future, and we'll see. Maybe he beats out Bub. Maybe he doesn't beat out Bub.
Well, I think that would be a great
combo. But you can play both of them.
That could be a great combo because he also could play either guard position. So, I like those guys. I just can't get excited for Malawach. I know Kim Sheehan's excited for him. And I feel like Queen, maybe I'm crazy. I feel like Queen I might be able to get at 18, possibly. And then if he's available at 18, I would snatch him up. Although by taking Fears, this now takes Clayton off my board, because I was eyeing Clayton potentially.
You can load up on guards.
No, too many. You can't get so many little guys. So there you go.
I think that'd be a good pick.
Fears maybe would be
you
a solid.
Maybe
pick.
Go Tommy Sorber out of Georgetown at 18.
I don't know much about
if Derek Queen is off the board.
You like Sorber?
I mean, he was a good player. He was just played 1 year at Georgetown, but big kid, center. I also like the Liam McNeely kid from UConn. Good player.
And then maybe Carter Bryant. Is it possible he could slip to 18? And then I could get my
ace. I'm fascinated by Carter Bryant.
Well,
Jimmy Paschal's all over him. I watched some clips.
Do you know who ESPN has?
Poor man's Ace Bailey.
You know who ESPN has them mocked to at 18? No. Danny Wolf.
I love Danny Wolf.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I love Wolf. He's the Yale transfer who can get, he could shoot it from anywhere. He's sneaky athletic for 7 feet tall.
Big dude.
I like Danny Wolf. I would take Danny Wolf at 18.
That has you excited, doesn't it?
I would take him. I think he can play.
Where does where does ESPN mock have Derek Queen going?
Well, I have him.
I saw him at the Bulls a lot. And there's a lot of chatter of Brooklyn taking him. But Bulls at 12. Bulls at 12 seems like a reasonable spot.
Let me see. Where does NBADraft.net have him?
Queen? They've got Queen going pretty high.
They have him going 17. They actually have him going one before Washington.
Yeah.
The NBADraft.net, which is a site I've always used, has Asa Newell from Georgia.
I wonder how accurate draft.net's been over the years.
I don't know. I love that site, though.
You can go back and look at their mock drafts.
Yeah, and I'm just...
By the way, they actually have, I didn't even know this, they have the Wizards taking Jeremiah Fears at 6. I didn't even realize that. Great minds take alike.
Yes, they do.
So, but had Ace Bailey been there...
I would have taken Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
All right, so ESPN has Oklahoma City at 15 taking Queen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Right, so he's in that mix.
Yeah, he's probably going to go somewhere in the teens. Not as high as 13, but
I would take it if I don't think he will, but if Edgecombe dropped, I would take him. So the guys I would consider at 6 would be Bailey, Trey Johnson, Fears, Edgecombe. I'm not a Knipple guy.
So ESPN has Queen at 15 to OKC. They have Sorber at 17. To the Timberwolves, and then, like you mentioned, the 18th pick, they've got Danny Wolf.
Telling you, man, Danny Wolf can play. I think Danny Wolf might even have had another year or two. Yeah, he had a couple years of eligibility still left. He transferred from Yale.
And I'm wondering when how high these Europeans are going to go. Because there's three Frenchmen that are projected to go first round. I think there's a Spaniard as well, but
there's yeah, you don't there's hear as Frenchmen. Much buzz this year on the international guys.
Yeah, there's probably three or four that'll go in the first round, but it'll be interesting to see how high the first guy goes. And if Will Dawkins looks at a European at number 18.
Well, this draft's breaking a trend. The last couple of drafts have been international players drafted number one overall.
Correct.
This is going to be an American going number one.
It's not
going
to be, right.
Even rarer, a white American going number one.
When's the last time that happened?
It doesn't seem like there are as many Euros, right? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think the highest rated Euro that I'm seeing is Nolan Traore, Frenchman point guard.
Right.
Well, the kid from Illinois is from Lithuania.
That's true.
The last
some of these kids are playing college ball.
The last white American basketball player to be drafted number one overall, if Cooper Flagg gets drafted.
All right, hold on. Don't say
1977. I'll just tell you that.
Are you kidding?
1977.
That's the last time a white guy went 1-1.
A white American. There might be a white Euro. I'd have to go through it.
Really?
Andrew Bogut. But he was Australian.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was a big 7-footer, right? Yeah. So who was the guy in 77?
I thought you wanted to guess.
I kind of do, but all right, hold on.
77. I'll give you his initials. No. You might be tough even with initials.
He didn't have a great career?
I don't think so. Right, KB.
Where did he play college ball?
Indiana.
Kelly.
Oh, Benson.
Ken Benson. Oh, yeah. Ugh, nubs. I mean, he was a long time guy, but
right,
big ugly guy too.
So he's the last number one overall pick in the NBA draft that was a white American.
Right.
Since 1977.
That's shocking.
There have been some white guys.
Good Lord.
Bogut, Bargnani from Italy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Euros.
And
Bogut's Aussie.
A lot of pressure.
That's about it.
A lot of pressure on Cooper.
That's about it.
I can't believe it.
It's so funny.
Risa Shea.
I never even thought about that.
I don't even know how you would class. I guess Risa Shea is probably more
if black. If you had the first pick, would everybody here take Flag, by the way? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 100%. No question. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We'll throw Chet Holmgren in there at 1.5, though. I mean, he was number two overall.
There have been some guys like that. I mean, Leitner was 3 or 2.
Yeah, but that was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
jeez, 1977.
It's listen. I know that it's hard to get worked up for a team. I have a hard time watching teams lose night after night after night. I check out. I'll be honest with you, but I am fired up for tonight.
Hey, do you think ESPN's going to have that in the Chiron?
Yeah. first
white player drafted since 19.
I swear to God,
white American.
Until JP brought that up, it's something I never even considered. Right? Never even considered it.
I hadn't done the research until now to find out it was Ken
Benson.
It wasn't
like a Carolina kid through the years. One of the big guys.
Like Tyler Hansborough?
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
I was thinking of Big Country, but I don't
think Ryan Reeves. He went second, I think, right? Big
think
Country,
he went
didn't
seventh.
He go? Yeah. Huh? Seventh?
Oh, maybe. Okay. I
thought he went higher.
Might have been number two.
I thought he went pretty high.
Kevin Love went five.
Right.
He's probably the best white American in the last 20 years.
Is that true?
Because you can make an argument that two of the top five players are whites. They're just Euros in Luka and
well,
Joker.
Thank God we're not picking a bunch of Euros high in the draft because I get sick of those guys. Good.
Bryant Reeves was number six.
I think Brad Daugherty was part white.
And he went one, right?
He went one overall.
Yeah, he went one. He might have been.
I think he had some white in his family.
He might have.
Good old Kent Benson.
But Kent Benson.
Kent Benson to Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think Coop's going to be the guy. A lot of pressure on Coop. But the Wiz have the sixth pick.
Actually, so in terms of like the rookie of the year bet that we made, like there's a chance he might come off the bench. Like they're pretty loaded. Like they could go with a veteran lineup and make him be kind of sixth man. I would think that they would start him, but when they're healthy, they've got a good starting lineup. You know, that they didn't just trade Luka for nothing. They got Anthony Davis.
Right. And then, but Kyrie's going to be out for a while.
Yes.
But when they get Kyrie healthy and they get Dave, if Davis stays and Cooper, yeah. I mean.
Two seasons ago, they're in the NBA Finals. So they'll be an interesting team to follow. All right, we got Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rack, joining us at 9:25. He can fill us in on what the Wizards have been doing here with contracts and setting themselves up for their future. That's at 9:25 here on The Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.